Welcome to Oxbow's audio-guided history and nature walk. I'm Matt Distler, the Conservation Program Manager at Oxbow, and I'll be your guide, hopefully, providing you with a sense of the deeper story of human and natural history that lies behind the beautiful scenery of the Snoqualmie Valley's fields and forests. We'll be starting here at the farm stand, where we share our organic veggies and native plants with our community. A great place to meet up for a weekend work party, an educational program, or a stroll around Oxbow's trail system. To start out, let's make sure you have some sense of direction here. As you stand facing the starting sign for this walk, you're facing west. Down the shrubby slope, you can see Oxbow's eponymous Oxbow Lake. We'll talk more about it soon. If you turn to your right, you can see the farm stand area and the road that leads northwest around the Oxbow Lake to the central barn, kids farm, native plant nursery, and production fields. If you turn to your left, south, you can see Oxbow's grassy front field and the distant stand of alders standing along the river beyond the fields. This guided walk will take you part of the way around Oxbow's front field loop, a 0.6-mile loop that encircles the field along which you drove in, if you came by car. And you'll see our lake, field, and some ecological restoration sites as you go. Are you ready? Okay. Turn to your left, toward the fields, and keep the shrubs and Oxbow Lake to your right. You can walk along an old farm road that starts out our front field loop. The trail markers will occasionally help you to keep on the trail, but you can also pick up a trail map at the farm stand or use your mobile device to go to our website to see our trails. Our next audio tour stop is down the road a little bit. Sometimes we all want to return to an earlier, simpler time, don't we? Okay, as we're walking, imagine for a moment that you were taking this tour 40 million years ago, during the Eocene epoch. The climate is warm and humid, the continents are just settling into the positions we're familiar with today, and the land-going ancestors of today's whales are beginning to return to the sea. So, how should we dress if we were to take this walk then, 56 to 37 million years ago? The answer is scuba gear. The area where you're standing now was the edge of a shallow sea. You might have been able to see the shoreline of the continent, as we can see the foothills of the Cascades from where you are now, if you look to your left. The gently sloping coastal plain you could have seen across the waves was likely dotted by vast peat swamps, whose peat deposits, once buried and metamorphosed, would slowly form the Western Washington coal deposits that made coal boom towns with evocative names like Newcastle and Black Diamond, famous coal centers in the early 20th century. However, as we stand here in the Eocene, things are also changing that will create new land on the edge of our growing continent. Through plate tectonics, the giant bedrock slab, which lies under the eastern Pacific, called the Juan de Fuca Crustal Plate, was at that time, and still is, sliding or subducting under the crustal plate of the North American continent, something like the way a thin cutting board might be slid under a table runner on a table if you push them together. As the Juan de Fuca plate dove beneath the North American plate, island chains sitting on top of the Juan de Fuca plate, imagine food scraps on our cutting board, were scraped off one by one and joined to the growing west coast of North America. In fact, geological evidence indicates that these scraps, or exotic terrains, as they're known to geologists, formed all the land west of the modern Washington-Idaho border, docking in about 50 episodes from 100 million to 5 million years ago. If we go back to our imaginary cutting board and table runner, you can imagine that sliding the cutting board under could rumple up the edge of the runner, and in fact some of the more violent collisions and subductions in that period caused the North American plate to rumple up in ridges of mountains, known today as the Cascade and Olympic Mountains, each of which reached their maximum height about 2 to 5 million years ago. With these events came episodes of volcanism as well. As parts of the subducting plate became molten and rose through the crust, they birthed a series of volcanoes along the ancient coast. If it's a nice day, you can look out across the south, across the fields and up the valley, and see rugged faces of Mount Si and its neighbors by North Bend. These mountains are the remains of those ancient volcanoes that started off in the shallow offshore areas and then were subsequently rumpled up by those tectonic forces we just discussed. The modern Cascade volcanoes, Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, Mount Adams, are the product of a later episode of volcanism. Okay, look for the stop 2 sign at the split in the trail, or we'll head left toward the entrance road.